Abandon a goal you've worked toward for years. That sounds like failure. But research summarized by the American Psychological Association tells us something striking. In some circumstances, letting go of an unattainable goal is a healthier form of coping than pouring more resources into a path that simply isn't working. That single finding cuts against almost everything our culture tells us about ambition. We are raised on persistence as a virtue, on grinding as identity. Yet the science of goal pursuit is far more nuanced and far more interesting than any motivational poster admits. Think of Konstantin Stanislavski's concept of the superobjective. In theater, every character has one overriding desire that drives every scene, every choice, every line. Alina, ambition works the same way in a life. It isn't a vague wish for success. It is the dramatic objective of your existence, the bridge between where you actually are and what you are genuinely capable of becoming. Goal-setting research confirms this framing precisely. A goal is a desired outcome that directs and organizes behavior toward a future state. The key idea is that word organizes. Ambition without direction doesn't energize you, it scatters you. Specific goals provide clearer direction than vague instructions like do your best. That gap between your current reality and your latent potential, that gap is not a source of shame. It is the engine. Now, here is where the psychology gets sharp. Research distinguishes between two types of motivation, autonomous and controlled. Autonomous motives are reasons you genuinely endorse. You pursue the goal because it matters to you. Controlled motives mean you're chasing something mainly to avoid pressure or earn approval. The difference is enormous. Autonomous motives are associated with more adaptive coping and greater goal progress. Controlled motives, by contrast, can lead to disengagement and reduced psychological well-being. For example, an actor who trains because they love the craft will outlast one who trains only to impress a director. That is the psychological difference between healthy ambition and the noise of social comparison. Social comparison is a controlled motive wearing ambition's clothes. It looks like drive, it burns like drive, but it depletes rather than sustains. The takeaway: the fuel that actually works is internally sourced. Self-efficacy matters enormously here. That is your belief that you can perform the required actions. People with higher self-efficacy tend to set more challenging goals for themselves. They also respond to setbacks differently, not by collapsing, but by adjusting. Difficult goals can improve performance, but only when the person accepts the goal and has, or can develop, the ability to pursue it. Notice that qualifier, can develop. Ambition is not reserved for those who already have the skills. It belongs to those willing to build them. Goals also influence performance in four concrete ways. They direct attention toward what matters. They increase effort. They affect persistence. And they stimulate the search for better strategies. That last one is underappreciated. A clear superobjective doesn't just push you harder, it makes you smarter about how you work. But there is a real danger. A lack of clear direction turns a productive spark into burnout. Without a specific aim, effort has nowhere to land. Intensity without focus is just exhaustion. Alina, here is the synthesis that matters most. Ambition is not greed with better branding. Strip away the cultural noise, the status anxiety, the comparison spirals, the pressure to perform for an audience, and what remains is something genuinely human. It is the intention to close the gap between who you are and who you could be. Research is clear that intention alone doesn't guarantee change, but a personally meaningful long-term aim, translated into nearer-term goals, makes progress observable and actionable. Effective ambition requires two things simultaneously: commitment to a valued direction, and the flexibility to revise tactics or timelines when the current path stops working. That is not weakness. That is intelligence. The superobjective of your life doesn't demand that you never change course. It demands that you stay honest about what you're actually reaching for and why. That why is everything. Get it right, and ambition becomes the most clarifying force you have.